The funny thing about having a lot of papers that you shuffle around is that sometimes the wrong papers get in. For example, I noticed this rather strange thing right in the middle of my poems as I was looking at them a few minutes ago in a classroom down the hall. Dear Santa, can I please have Electric Mold Master, Combat Group, page 482, and a Zero N Night Fighter, page 404, and an 007 attache case, page 505, and a UNCLE gun, page 505, and the Normandy campaign. This goes on. Okay. This was my little son's note to Santa. I suppose that one of the things that I deal with quite often in my verse, aside from Santa, is the relationship of me to everybody else. The problem keeps coming up. The poet is always dealing with himself and exploring himself. I suppose that's a very egotistical act, but it is also the act which everybody expects of the poet. I think it's his job, in a way, to explore the self. He explores himself in relation to things outside. Call it the other. I'm going to read a poem about the other in a little while. And in doing so, the other quite frequently emerges as authority, some kind or another. Government, army, or literary authority. And as a kind of rebel, at least when I was younger, I've taken great delight in attacking literary authorities. I was on TV this afternoon, and I read an attack on Lord Alfred Tennyson. Now I'll read you a little attack on William Wordsworth. This is called Wordsworth and the Woman. I was reading up there in the McDowell Colony, Wordsworth, in an appropriate setting, and reading the prelude, and I ran across this statement in the prelude. Traveling southward from our pastoral hills, I heard, and for the first time in my life, the voice of woman utter blasphemy. I shuddered. That's in the prelude, book 7, and when I read it, I sort of reacted. Now, it's true, and it's all to Wordsworth's credit, that the role of woman was very different then, and women were not expected to perform as men did then, that is, they weren't supposed to swear. But still, the statement annoyed me, so I wrote this poem. Old, shuddering Wordsworth, I'm in your country, I've got rocks, trees, little hedgerows, and a big sky, under which I too can be solemn, godly, portentous when I'm angry. You make me angry. I read you beside a simple pastoral fire 160 years after you shuddered, and I say that by God, an honest woman or man who fit God's scheme has a duty to blaspheme. But when I see what an honest woman or man puts up with in the name of God and the Son and the Holy Ghost and 1,000 other pieties, including those of yours out in the hedgerows, I don't even need to think that God gives a damn to know that if he has pleasures, he'd have pleasure in seeing you shudder. An honest woman or man has a moral duty, ma'am, to use God's name in vain when the establishments which put his name on their doors are vain, including that temple of rocks and fastidious naturals of yours, ma'am. So, from the other ranks, I send to the girl who defiled that temple, thanks.